Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ek gesels met Adrian Souda. She's the owner of Linen House South Africa. Adrian, how are you?
I'm doing so well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. What a privilege Good. To speak to you this afternoon.
Thank you. It's so nice for me too.
We're talking about the Linen House. Who is Linen House and what makes you special in the marketplace?
Thanks for that. Yes, we've been around quite a long time, almost 19 years now in South Africa, although we're also part of an Australian company who's been around 30 years. So we're a homeware company in South Africa, although we are connected to a company in Australia who've been around for 30 years.
Yes.
And we focus on creating product inspired by trends around the world. So we bring you all the soft furnishings that you need for your home, from sheets and duvet covers, to towels, bath mats, stunning table linen. So we like to think that our products are the last thing that our customers see and feel before they drift off, and also the first thing that brings them into a new day.
Yes.
We've got a massive selection of styles, themes, and colors in duvet covers for adults and kids, in towels, in fur throws, and in tabling. And we research all the international trends and bring them to South Africa regularly. So we send our agents out into the marketplace, visiting our customers with new bags of samples so that nobody ever gets bored with our product. And then we also think, we also try our best to make our packaging world class, not to use all the plastic that's killing our environment. And we give exceptional customer service. So customers keep coming back time after time whenever they think that their homes need some spicing up.
This sounds exciting. Does thread count really count?
Well, the million-dollar question, right?
Yes.
And it only counts sometimes, and it's not just a very simple question. Like, lots of our customers phone us up and say, what's the thread count of this? And then base their purchase on, you know, if it's a high thread count or not.
Yeah.
But the true indicator of quality when it comes to a duvet cover or a sheet lies in the actual yarn itself, and not necessarily how many threads you push into one square inch.
Yeah.
Also, the way a textile is woven might result in a higher thread count, but the highest of thread count isn't necessarily what you want to sleep in every night, especially if you're a hot sleeper.
Yes.
A high thread count cotton has got a beautiful sheen, but since we're using a whole lot more threads to pack into the fabric, the sheet might feel too heavy for someone who lives in a hot climate like we all do,
yeah,
or for those of us who prefer something a bit more lightweight. So for a cool, crisp feel against your skin, cotton percale is your winner, because this is a plain weave that's got the ability to breathe. And the thread count of percale is usually about 180 threads per square inch or 225 threads per 10 square centimeters. There's a whole difference between the imperial and the metric measurements, and
okay,
people often use those two measurements to sort of confuse people a little bit. But thread count also is not even that relevant when you start talking about fibers such as pure linen or bamboo, or where the fabric's got a, like an elaborate design on it, then you can't even really tell what the thread count is, because the threads might be different in each part of the design.
Yes.
So there isn't really one single answer to the thread count myth. It comes down to really feeling the fabric and what your personal choice is. And there's no substitute for just feeling it and feeling if, you know, the fabric is right for you.
Yes, of course. So what are your secrets to a sublime sleep?
So, I mean, sleep, I think, plagues so many of us, you know. You only need to know how many of your friends are on sleeping pills. And, you know, we spend around 26 years of our lives asleep and about 7 years trying to get to sleep. So
yeah,
we need to try and find out how to make our sleep comfy, enjoyable, and not just a big stress. So a couple of tips. Firstly, you can download a meditation app, which gives you those guided meditations to feel, help you feel relaxed and calm and get you in the right space before bed.
Yes.
Then an oil blend, like a bit of lavender in your bath, or just applying a little bit to your skin, you don't bath, and massaging it for a few minutes is also a good calming activity. Then, of course, and I would say this, soft sheets are really everything. So try our Elka bamboo range. It's luxurious, it's quick to launder, and it's really fabulous. And then Number four, and I think this one was probably what people don't really want to hear, is switch off.
Yeah.
Like, try to turn as much off an hour before you hit your bedroom. Your TV, your phone, your tablet, your ebook, any other device, because that blue light from all these technologies, which every single one of us use, stimulates your receptors and it just makes it difficult to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, and then the final sort of hint that I have is eat your dinner or your evening snack a bit earlier. Don't like have a massive meal and come home and jump straight into bed, because that'll just leave you feeling a bit lighter and fresher. And try and have that bedtime routine. Make your bedroom your personal retreat. Read your favorite book or magazine.
Yeah.
Have a couple of herbal tea. And, I mean, definitely you're going to find that sleep comes a whole lot easier to you.
Now, this is an important question. What tips do you have for choosing the perfect bath towel?
So, two signs that you that have a high-quality bath towel that won't lint, in other words, like fluff coming up off all over the place, is if the pile, the fiber, stands up and it seems like tightly packed.
Yeah.
And also if it offers like a bit of a velvety feel with some weight to it, that it's not just seriously lightweight. If the pile is so loose that you can see the backing, rather move on and try and find a different towel.
Yeah.
So towels are always sort of marked in terms of grams per square meter. And generally, the more grams per square meter, the more long-lasting and absorbent your towel is. Obviously, if your towel's a bit heavier, it's not so easy to take to the beach or the gym. So have a look out. A 200 to 300 grams per square meter towel is more useful as a kitchen or a gym towel because it's lightweight. 400 to 600 are superior in quality and suitable for almost everything, bathroom, beach, fitness, travel.
Yes.
Most of ours, the Linen House ones, are 550 grams per square meter. And then when you go much higher than that, 600 to 1,800, that's usually bath mats or those very, very thick towels, which are lovely for home use, a bit difficult if you want to try and dry them because, you know, they take so much water to launder and so such a long time to dry.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to be aware of a more mid-range 400 to 600 GSM towel that just feels and looks good is the one that you want to go for.
We hear all about these terms, microfiber, polyester, cotton, Egyptian cotton. How do we make sense of all of this?
Yeah, I know. These terms are thrown about and often people don't really understand them that well. So we're looking at two main groups of fabrics. They're the natural ones and they're the man-made ones.
Yes.
So cotton, linen, bamboo are all the natural ones. So they're actually grown. You know how cotton is grown in balls of cotton or bamboo. You know exactly what bamboo is and the bamboo fiber is extracted from there. While the polyester and the microfiber, which is also made of polyester, fall into the man-made categories.
Yes.
We at Linen House mainly use cotton or bamboo because that composition is much more suited to the warm climate that we have in South Africa. So cotton absorbs your moisture. I mean, you know, if you wear like a cotton shirt as opposed to a polyester shirt, you know, the cotton shirt breathes and it doesn't have you sweating, whereas you wear a polyester shirt on a hot day and at the end of the day you just feel absolutely boiling and terrible and you've got big sweat marks under your arms and everything. So there is a place for polyester, like in a warm, cozy fur throw, like in our opulence range. And there's also a place for polyester cotton blend because it's less expensive and it's more easy care, doesn't need so much ironing. But since polyester by its nature doesn't absorb moisture, I'd recommend it much more for winter time. For us in South Africa, go for the cotton, do the higher thread count, and, you know, forget about the microfiber. I know lots of people sell microfiber, but it's really difficult when it comes to breathing under it. And up there in Gauteng, you guys will also feel that static a lot of the time when it comes to those polyester qualities.
With the winter around the corner, what are the winters?
Oh, don't tell me. I don't even want to know about it.
Yeah. What are the winter's trends?
So we've got a lot of the double textured jacquards. We've come out of quite a few seasons of a lot of print.
Now
we're moving much more into the textures, the waffle weaves, seersuckers, the chenille pile fabrics in softer colors, the clay, soft blues, taupes, off-white shades. And, I mean, natural shades and fibers are always a trend. So look out for the linens, cottons, and bamboo cottons in earthy and natural colors.
And what is the easiest way for me to see and buy the widest range of Linen House products?
Well, naturally, there's actually just one way right now, and that's visit mhcworld.co.za. They really keep absolutely everything of yes. Linen House. Search for Linen House to see the huge range of the products, and then definitely visit their mega store. It's in Vermeulen Street, Pretoria, and Dawood and his team will assist you to buy the best Linen House duvet cover sets, skinners, towels, table linens that you would ever want. They've got an amazing selection.
I'm just going to tell the listeners once again, it's mhcworld, one word, .co.za, and they are in Vermeulen Street in the city. Thank you so much. It was so lovely speaking to you, Adrian.
It was wonderful to speak to you too, and thank you so much for having me.
Have a safe weekend.
Okay, you
thanks,
too.
Thanks, Adrian. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.